Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Yemirat Hashem, we will discuss the Milacha Derabanan of Hatmana. As we discussed in past weeks, besides for there being an Issa Diraisa of Bishul B'Shabbos, which includes cooking, frying, baking, and the like, actual cooking, Chazal also decreed a number of Issuri Derabanan, which were intended to make sure that we don't come to cook. Included in that were Shehiyah and Chazar, which we discussed, returning something to the fire. We've talked about leaving something on the fire before Shabbos. And the third of the Yisurei Derabanan that were enacted by Chazal, and again, in order not to ensure that we don't actually cook on Shabbos, is Hatmana. Hatmana means to insulate. And Chazal similarly were concerned, as they were when it came to Shehiyah and Chazara, that if we're to insulate on Shabbos, well, we'll ultimately wind up stoking the coals, or maybe it looks like Bishul itself. And as a result, Chazal assered and said that to actually insulate food on Shabbos is prohibited, and we'll see there are also circumstances when it's prohibited to insulate food on Erev Shabbos as well. This is what's known as Hatmana. The source of the Isser of Hatmana really can be found in the fourth parak of Misach Shabbos, called Bar Metomim, and it's a short siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Reishon Zayin. So the source of my comments this evening will fundamentally be from siman Reishon Zayin, and then there's a short Ramah in siman Reishon Gimel as well. Let's define first and foremost what Hatmana is. Let's talk about what falls under the category of Hatmana, and then we'll talk about a number of practical applications. We'll talk about insulating your hot water urn. We'll talk about insulating anything that is on top of some sort of electric heat, insulating a pot that's on a blech, insulating a pot that's on a hot plate. We'll talk about submerging containers in pots of hot food. We will talk about thermoses, and we'll talk about heating up baby bottles. All of these questions really surround around the issue of Hatmana, which is insulating. So the definition of Hatmana is when you are actually creating or forming a supplementary covering to the pot, to the container itself. For example, taking a towel and wrapping a towel or the like to retain the heat of the food, that is what the issur of Hatmana is. A simple covering on top of the food itself. If you have a pot and you're putting the cover on top of the pot, that's not Hatmana. That's just there to make sure that the food stays as is. It's true. It also keeps the food warm. But what Chazal asked when it comes to Hatmana is a supplementary covering. So much so that most poskim, I would say almost universally, understand that pre-cut aluminum foil, for example, that you're wrapping around any food that you have, if that's the first covering, it's not a supplementary covering, does not fall under the category of Hatmana. The main purpose, really, of the pre-cut aluminum is to keep the food from drying out, keep the food from falling apart, but it's not there to keep the food warm first and foremost. It's true that it does, but you need a way to contain the food, and that's the reason for the pre-cut aluminum. So the same thing is true when it comes to a pot, a pan, or any basic container or cover itself. But once you're moving to a supplementary covering, like a towel and the like, the Mishnah, the Gemara there, and the Perek Bar Metomim talk about different types of covering. Many of those coverings that the Gemara talks about are not coverings that really, really deal with today, and I don't want to get terribly invested in discussing those forms of insulation. We'll talk about more of our practical types of insulation. But one does have to know is that, again, the issue of Hatmana is only once you're dealing with a supplementary covering. However, even when we talk about Hatmana, as we mentioned in previous weeks, when it comes to Issurei Derabanan, Heim Amru V'Heim Ramu, they said that something is Asur, and at the same time, Chazal found and explained that there are certain circumstances when Hatzman will be absolutely permitted. The first and most classic exclusion from the prohibition, the rabbinic prohibition of Hatzman, is what the Ramah quotes in Simeration of Gimel Shulchan Aruch, that as long as part of the pot is actually left uncovered, then there's no issue of Hatmana. In order to insulate something and to properly insulate something, the item has to be completely enwrapped and completely covered. If anything is left uncovered, then you haven't insulated properly. So once one has left over a piece, a part, of the pot, of the container, of the item that you're insulating, it no longer is considered to be an issur Hatmana. Now, what we're talking about is the significant part of the pot container has to be left uncovered. It has to be something obvious, something that should be nicker lay nine. Ideally, it should be around the entire perimeter of the pot itself, but leaving over a insignificant, a minimal part, that would still fall under the prohibition of hatmat. So if you're covering an urn, or if you're covering a pot, so leaving a sizable amount, again, it doesn't have to be half, it doesn't even have to be a quarter, but as long as it's obvious, and nikar le'einayim, and obvious to the eye, that it is not being completely insulated, and you're moving part of it off of the pot, albeit that it still is covered, the robe, the majority, that's fine. So it doesn't have to be a 50-50, it doesn't have to be 75-25, I wouldn't even say it has to be 80-20 necessarily, but as long as there's a part of the pot, ideally l'chatchila, that is uncovered around the entire perimeter of the pot, that would not fall under the prohibition here of hatmana. That's number one. The second exclusion to the rule of hatmana is if the wrapping or the insulation doesn't actually touch the pot. For example, if it's a loose wrapping, that's not called insulation. So to take a very practical example, if you want to drape a towel over a pot or over an urn, that's completely fine because the towel and the pot, if it's draped over and it's just creating a buffer, so to say, to the air, that's okay. Insulation means that you've wrapped something tight, you've wrapped something completely engulfed in the towel or whatever you're using, that's what hatman is. But number one, if you leave some of it open and or the wrapping, the insulation doesn't actually touch the pot, that's going to be okay. So those are real two primary hetterim when it comes to the issue of insulation. So if you take something, you want to wrap your chicken soup, which we'll talk about a little bit later, we'll talk about a variety of different types of ways to insulate something, as long as part of it is left open, uncovered, as long as the cover, the hatmana, the item that you are covering, is not totally around the pot, but it's draped over the pot, whereby even if the whole thing is covered, but in this case you've left some space in between the pot and the air itself, that also is going to be absolutely permitted. There are two other heterim as to when hatmana doesn't apply. The first two that we just mentioned are completely out of the realm of hatmana. You're not insulating. Once you leave part of it open or once it's draped over, it's not completely surrounded by it. You don't even call that hatmana. So there's no isur bichlal. Now here, the next two heterim I'm going to mention are where there would theoretically be an isur of hatmana, but because of circumstances, it no longer is. And that is a klisheni. We've discussed klisheni in passing. Klisheni is the second vessel from the original vessel where the food was cooking. So if you have a pot on the stove that you're cooking in and you remove the contents from the first pot into a second pot, at that point the second pot becomes a klisheni. Klisheni is not subject to the isur hatmana. So if you want a good way to be matmen, to insulate something in Shabbos, the good way to handle that is to take something out of the Kli Rishon, out of the pot that is cooking on the stove, put it into a second vessel, and at that point you could completely insulate that second pot. Well, based upon that, you have two very important practical ramifications. As the post can point out, a thermos. Although a thermos is intended to keep a hot drink hot, but because it's a Kli Sheni, because it's a second vessel, it no longer has the status of a Kli Rishon, although of Mechamamos, to a certain extent, the walls of the thermos still are intended to keep the drink warm, but at the same time, because it's a klisheni, it's deemed a klisheni, therefore one is permitted to be matmin, to wrap something in the thermos. Furthermore, if you want to keep a baby bottle warm, you've warmed up a hot bottle of milk, and you've taken water from the urn and put it into a second vessel, or you've taken water out of a urn and you put it into to warm up in another vessel, and then you want to take that pot, and then you want to take that baby bottle and warm it up, there's no problem with that whatsoever because the baby bottle automatically is going to be a klisheni. You never cook something or never cook up the milk in a baby bottle. The baby bottle only gets warm as a result of it being placed in a second utensil to warm it up, or it's being spilled on from a urn, etc. So one would be permitted to do that because it is a klisheni. There is a Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah mentions here a fourth heter, or what we would call here a second exception to the rule of hatmana, and that is that even a kli rishon is permitted to do hatmana. You could even insulate in a kli rishon but only once it's under the shear of Yad Soledis, but which we sometimes are in the circumstance we'll call about 110 Fahrenheit, and this is only in a Shasat Chatz. So under extenuating circumstance where, let's say you don't have a Kli Sheni, or for whatever reason it's complicated to pour the content of the Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni, one would be permitted to actually wrap the item, the food, the dish, the pot, the container, which is a Kli Rishon in and of itself, and to wrap that Kli Rishon, the first pot, and that's the pot that's cooking on the flame, so long that it is beneath the shear of 110 Fahrenheit in that circumstance. So we've discussed what the prohibition of Hatman is. We've talked about a supplementary covering, and that's prohibited to do so. But nonetheless, we did just mention four different exceptions to the rule. Number one, if part of the pot is left uncovered. Number two, if the wrapping doesn't actually touch the pot. Number three, Hatmana doesn't apply in a Kli Sheni. And number four, even if the Kli Rishon is permitted, so long as the Kli Rishon is under 110 Fahrenheit. But let's now talk about what Hatmana is, when Hatmana is Asur, and when the exceptions that we just mentioned will not be applicable, and how and when we can understand the fundamental prohibitions of Hatmana altogether. So by way of background, there are really two forms of Hatmana. There are two ways that Chazal explains how one can theoretically insulate something. The two possibilities are, one is referred to as Davar HaMa'amid Hevel, and the second is called Davar HaMosif Hevel. So you have something that is a heat-retaining material, that's called Davar HaMa'amid Hevel. Then you have something called a Davar HaMosif Hevel, which is a substance which actually intensifies heat. So really there are two ways to heat something or to insulate something. I can insulate something where my intent is specifically to retain the heat, and there are particular materials that allow me to do that, for example, cloth, foil paper. All of those are forms of making sure that the heat that the pot has reached will stay at that heat. So the way to insulate it is by taking cloth, taking foil paper and the like, and it will retain the heat. The second way that I can insulate is by taking a substance which actually intensifies the heat. The Mishnah, the Gemara actually talks about a number of different ways that that's possible. Salt, the Mishnah refers to, is considered to be a davar hamosif hevel. It actually adds heat. We really don't have any of the examples that the Mishnah and the Gemara talk about, but we will discuss is any time we're dealing with any electrical appliances. That to us today is considered to be a davar hamosif hevel, which is a substance which intensifies heat. But there are fundamental differences between these two forms of insulating, and those are the two that I'd like to discuss now. When we're talking about a davar hamamid hevel, a heat-retaining material, the likes of cloth and foil paper, it's permitted to wrap in those things on Erev Shabbos. So if you want your chicken soup to be warm for the Friday night meal, and you don't want to keep the flame on, you don't want to use a blech, if you want to keep your chicken warm, and you don't want to keep it in the oven through Shehiyah and to take it out Friday night once, but you don't want to heat it. It's a hot summer's day, it's a hot summer's evening, it's going to be a hot Shabbos, you want the kitchen to remain cool, but at the same time you want your food Friday night to be hot. So one way to handle that is to wrap your chicken soup and to wrap your chicken or the kugels, whatever you're using Friday night, and as long as you wrap it and insulate it in a heat-retaining material, that's permitted to be done on Erev Shabbos. So you could take your towel and you could take your pot, and on Erev Shabbos you could wrap them entirely. Moreover, as long as you did that on Erev Shabbos, at the same time, if they are to become uncovered on Shabbos, or at the same time, if you want to uncover and to re-insulate it again on Shabbos, as long as you're dealing with a davar hamamid hevel, as long as you're dealing with your towel, and the towel wrapped the chicken soup and the kugel and the chicken, everything Friday afternoon prior to Shabbos, and comes the Friday night meal, and you take off the towel and you uncover the towel that's covering these two or three items that we just mentioned, and you want to wrap it up again because you want it to stay warm and you want to eat that chicken in another half an hour. Your kids started Friday night, and it's not time for the meal, and now you want to wrap it up again. That is permitted. This all falls under the category of a davar hamamid hevel, heat-retaining material like some sort of cloth, a towel, foil paper. All of these things, number one, are permitted to wrap and insulate on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, however. So you can't take your towel on Shabbos, and if Shabbos is 7 o'clock, and that's when you take Shabbos in, and it's now 10 o'clock and you want to wrap the chicken soup or wrap the chicken or the kugel in a towel, that's prohibited to do on Shabbos. But on Erev Shabbos, it's absolutely fine. So you can take your towel, your blanket, before Shabbos, keep your food warm for Friday night meal. You're permitted to uncover this form of insulation on Erev Shabbos and to insulate it on Shabbos, but you cannot do it on Shabbos Lechatchila. This is fundamentally different than the second type of insulation, and that's what we call a Dover Hamosif Hevel, a substance which intensifies the heat. As we mentioned, we don't have such items today, but electrical appliances do fall under that category. For example, if you want to insulate a pot that's on the blech, or if you want to insulate a pot that's on a hot plate, and you wrap that pot or that item, that 9x13 tin that the kugel is in, and you place it with a towel, and you wrap the towel around the kugel, around the chicken soup, and then you put it on top of the hot urn, or you put it on top of the hot plate or the blech. The fact that the towel is insulating the chicken or the chicken soup that's on the blech or the hot plate, together with the heat that is emanating from the blech or the hot plate, that we consider to be most of hevel. So contemporarily speaking, Machaber says this, and the end of simmeration of Zion, if you place a heat retaining material together with a item that is intensifying the heat, that is prohibited even on Erev Shabbos. So what we find is a certain interesting circumstance which is unique to the laws of Shabbos, where we find something that you can't do on Erev Shabbos, although it's Erev Shabbos. So comes Shabbos at 7 p.m., I can't at 6 o'clock take a towel, wrap my chicken soup, and put it on top of the blech or on top of the non-adjustable hot plate, because that's considered to be a Dover Hamosif Hevel. And a Dover Hamosif Hevel is usher to be matmin even on Erev Shabbos. The same thing is true, by the way, with an urn. An urn, and you want to place a towel around the urn, or if you want to place a particular fitting slip that goes on jacket that goes on top of the urn that fits exactly, covers it, you know, squarely, that can be prohibited even on Erev Shabbos, because the towel plus the heat that's emanating from the electricity is considered to be a Moses Hevel, and that's also on Shabbos. However, as we mentioned earlier, if you leave part of it open, part of the urn cover not entirely surrounding the entire urn, or if you place a towel on top of it, but it's not completely locking tight the heat, but there's some airspace in between the urn and the towel, that is going to be fine. So anytime you're dealing with an electronic appliance, if you're placing an electronic appliance and placing the food on top of it or in it, and at the same time surrounding it and insulating it, that's considered to be a Dover Hamosif Hevel, and that's going to be prohibited even on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, it's permitted to wrap with a Mamid Hevel, an item that's retaining heat, but not an item that is intensifying heat. Same thing would be true, by the way, if you're submerging a container in a pot of hot food. For example, you're taking a little pot, a container, and you're putting it deep down in the bottom of a chicken soup which is sitting on the fire on Erev Shabbos, that's also considered to be a Moses Hevel, and that's going to be prohibited. An interesting case in point of this would be, for example, let's say you want to wrap your kishka, wrap your kugel, and you place it deep into your chalent. So your chalent is completely surrounding your kishka, which is sitting in your silver foil or in your kugel. Now, that seemingly would be a problem of hatmana. However, the post can say that that's permitted because really the only reason for the silver foil is just to make sure that it's not going to become a mess. And truth be told, you want that the taste should go in between the silver foil from the kishka and the kugel into the chalent and vice versa, because that's part of the taste. It adds to the taste. So an exception to the rule of submerging something in a pot of hot food is when you want to gain taste of the food. And in this circumstance, the chalent adds taste to the kishka and the kugel and the kishka adds taste to the chalent. So even though it's submerged in the chalent and it's surrounded by the chalent and it's a Dover Hamosif Hevel because you're wrapping it and it's on the fire, nonetheless, that is going to be permitted because of the fact that you're gaining from the taste of the two items going back and forth. So to review, what we really mentioned here is that there are two forms of Isser Hatmana on Shabbos. One is called Ma'amid Hevel, and the second is called Moses Hevel. Ma'amid Hevel means when you're simply retaining the heat. And if you're any time interested only retaining the heat, that's permitted to do an Erev Shabbos. So if you want to wrap your pots on Erev Shabbos with a towel, that's permitted. If you want to wrap your pots on Shabbos with a towel, that's usur. That is because it's a Dabar Hamamid Hevel. Dabar Hamamid Hevel, a heat-retaining material, is only usur on Shabbos, but not on Erev Shabbos. Your towel and your blanket before Shabbos is okay to keep your chicken soup and chicken warm, but to do so on Shabbos is a problem. However, when it comes to electronic appliances like an urn, like insulating a pot that's on the blech or the hot plate, and you want to use a towel on top of the electronic appliance, that's also to do even on Erev Shabbos because it's considered to be a Moser Tevel. So if you take your chicken soup and you surround it on a towel and place that on top of the blech or on top of the non-adjustable hot plate in Erev Shabbos, that is a problem, and that should not be done. Again, the four exceptions to the rule is as long as there's some space and it's not the insulation is not entirely wrapping the item or insulating the item that you're dealing with, that's fine, and that's a good way to get out of the problem. Just keep clear of insulating completely. Second option is not to wrap tightly, but to keep some space in between the pot that you're insulating and the towel. As long as the wrapping, the insulation doesn't touch the pot, there's a loose wrapping that's not called insulation, so you could drape your towel over a pot or an urn. Finally, it doesn't apply to a klishenis, therefore your thermos and warming a baby bottle with milk, etc. is fine. And under extenuating circumstances, we mentioned that you could wrap your food even in a kli rishon as long as it's under yatzeletes, 110 Fahrenheit. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you for listening.